your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Back at halftime here at Brick Memorial with the Mustangs leading Brick 21-13. Our halftime show is brought to you by Yolanda's Riverhouse in Ocean Gate. Watch Monday Night Football on 6 high-definition TVs and enjoy a free halftime buffet on Thursday night and all day Sunday. Not only watch football, but enjoy a special $5 food menu with great drink specials. Check out YolandasRiverhouse.com or download Yolanda's mobile app.
We're at the break from Brick Memorial High School. The Mustangs leading the Green Dragons in the first game of the high school football season here on 105.7. The Hawk, our open MRI game of the week, 21-13. Brick Memorial leads it. We now turn things over down on the sideline to our man, Ed Saraluca. Coach, take it away.
Thank you, Matt. And I am with the new superintendent of schools in Bricktown. Dr. Uzinski came down from Spotswood High School, where he was there for 3 years. Doctor, welcome to Bricktown. What a way to start.
Thank you very much. It's a very exciting time. I'm honored and a pleasure to be here. I think it's absolutely astonishing to see so many of the community come out tonight. And I think this is a wonderful opportunity for the camaraderie of not only just the fans, but also the players of both schools. So, you know, it all represents one school, and that's Brick Township. And I'm thrilled to see this opportunity, have this opportunity.
Well, it's a good way to break in, that's for sure, because you've got an outstanding football game going. You've got 4,000 or 5,000 people in the stands. You've got two bands performing, Brick before the game, Memorial right now. But the key question is, somebody told me you had your electrician license. Can't you get up that pole and put the lights back on?
I was going to try climbing up the pole, but I forgot my spike shoes tonight.
Well, you know, a minor incident. I know they did a lot of construction here on the new track, and you also have construction going on in the gym, a new gym about ready to be unveiled in a couple of months. Tell us a little bit about those projects.
We have a new gym that we're really excited about, a new floor. There's new bleachers going in, new lighting going in. We have the new track. We have a new auditorium with all new seats going in. We've had a new sprinkler system put in this field here, new drainage. So a lot of projects going on in both high schools that is going to be just absolutely wonderful for safety and a good, clean environment for our kids to really learn in and to have the athletics.
Now, somebody told me that you were a basketball player in high school. Is that correct?
Yes, long, long time ago.
Hey, 1,000-point score?
Yes, sir.
So we've got some athletic blood in this superintendent. What high school?
I was in St. Mary's, Perth Amboy.
Okay, right. I know the school up there. Used to teach up at Keyport when I started my career back in 1968. So our athletic director, who was became our athletic director, went to high school at St. Mary's, Jim Zdanowicz. I don't know if you know him. He's about our age or whatever. So Bricktown, bigger environment than Spotswood. What kind of adjustments does a superintendent have to make?
It really is the same. It's no different in any district that you go to. The thing is that it's multiplied by 20, 30, 40 fold. So instead of putting in my 14 hours a day, I have to do 17 hours a day. But it's the same. And I want to say this, though. I've had an opportunity to visit a number of the schools in the district, and the kids have been so respectful. The teachers, the administrators, I'm really looking forward to working in Brick Township with the school and living and being I live in Brick Township. So it's exciting for me to be in my district, my school, community, and I feel these are my kids. So I love it.
Okay, the teachers came in Tuesday, and then the students started Wednesday. So 3 days of students. How is the first week gone in Brick?
It's really like it's never ended. Everything moved very smoothly. I walked the buildings. I walked the halls. There's instruction taking place. The kids are all focused. The teachers are focused. And it's normal day to day. Bell to bell, instruction going on, and like it never ended.
You know, when you come into a new situation like this, I know you have to depend on your administrators in the buildings. And that's a big plus because I know you got some good ones.
We have excellent administrators and a Board of Education because I've gotten such support from not only the Board of Education, but the teachers, the administrators, everyone I've come in contact, secretary, support staff, paras, everyone has been so welcome, such a warm welcome I received. It shows what type of people we have here in Brick Township, and I'm honored to be part of it.
Well, on behalf of the Shore Sports Network and WOBM and the Hawk on 105.7, we would like to welcome you to the Shore area and look for big things out of both of these schools.
Great. I'm looking forward to it, and I thank you very much.
That is Dr. Uzinski from Spotswood High School. He was up there 3 years, Kevin. Came down here to Bricktown, as you said, as he's told you, he lives in Brick. So it was a nice fit. It was a long process in the hiring, process of hiring a new superintendent. He was the one who won the job. Looks like he's pretty active. And you know what I like about him? He's in programs. You know, so many kids participate in extracurricular activities. It's nice to have a superintendent who supports all of them.
I think we got to get the message to the doctor, Matt, that Ed has given him the two thumbs up, which means he's solid now because Ed approves you and Brick, because he is Mr. Brick. You're in great shape.
Should be all set. He'll have a great, illustrious career with the stamp of approval.
Watch. We'll find out a week from now he's leaving and going back to Spotswood.
Decided I'm not interested in Brick any longer.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. His eyes have been opened because I believe, Matt, Spotswood is Group 1 school, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, very small school.
As he said, it's 40-fold here when he came to Brick, you know, but hey, he's got veteran administrators in each of the middle schools and in the high schools, and that's important because, as he said, it's status quo, you know, you depend on them, and, you guys know both of my kids teach here at Brick Memorial, and they said that the beginning of the school year has gone very smoothly.
I wasn't great aware that you had connections to Brick Memorial. I'm glad that you enlightened our listeners to that.
Hey, all kidding aside, you know, when we did the game last year between these teams at Brick, the thing that stood out for all of us was the great crowd. And tonight, you know, it's absolutely fabulous. And I think it lends credence to something I've said. When you take a rivalry game and put it in week one, the kids are just back to school. It's that first week in school, you know, it gets pumped up a little bit. Everyone's got the same record. When you play those games on Thanksgiving sometimes, you know, you can have an 8-0 playing a 1-7, and the game doesn't have nearly, you know, the magnitude. So I think this is a prime example that a game like this in week one does mean a lot in the community. There won't be a bigger crowd at a Brick football game in either town this year.
No, definitely has set the stage pretty well for both of these teams. 21-13 is our score in favor of Brick Memorial. When we come back, we'll talk a bit more about the opening night around the Shore Conference, give you some more scoring updates as they continue to trickle in over the iPhones and the Twitter route. Brick Memorial leads it by 8. We step out for a 2-minute timeout. You're listening to high school football and our open MRI game of the week on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
And welcome back to the Halftime Show, brought to you by Yolanda's Riverhouse in Ocean Gate.
We are back here from the home of the Mustangs, where Brick Memorial, after a 21-point second quarter, leads it 21-13. Let's run through our scoring summary up until this point at halftime. Brick got it started in the first quarter, 4 minutes remaining, an 18-yard touchdown run from the young sophomore Ray Fattoruso. The Green Dragons led it after the extra point, 7-0. Fattoruso then with an interception return that he brought back about 35 yards with 2:51 remaining in quarter number one. The extra point no good that time around, and Brick led it 13-0 after quarter number one. And then the Mustangs started to cook a little bit. A drive that they put together capped off by a 2-yard touchdown run from Nick Costa at the 10:29 mark of quarter number two, made it 13-7. The scoring did not stop there for Brick Memorial. Ryan Saplinski hooked up with a sophomore in his own right. Joe Hans hauled in a 24-yard touchdown pass with 6:28 remaining in the second quarter. The extra point there in Porton made it 14-13. Brick Memorial, and then Saplinski on a 2-yard touchdown run of his own, 21-13, with 3:31 remaining in the score. We've had the lights in one bank go out. We've had the scoreboard go on and off. We've had tons of penalties. A timeout on the very first play. Ed Sarluka putting the stamp of approval on the new superintendent. We could call it a night and we'd be just fine, but we invite you obviously to stick around here for us as we have a whole nother half of football. Teams should be making their way back on. This is usually the site of one of the longer halftimes that we'll see, as the teams have to go all the way back to the school, which
is a bus. Yeah.
If you've ever been here, is not a short trip.
By the way, the good news, if we have any, is that the clock, they say, is working. So it is set for 3 minutes, which is the amount of time the teams have to warm up when they come back on the field.
And I honestly don't believe that Bank of Lights that's out is that big of a deal. It does. It has not really impacted anything in the first half. There was a lot of action over there, kickoffs and everything like that. Did not really look like anyone had a lot of problems with it.
Well, all scores have been at this end.
That's true.
So
hasn't made that much difference.
Jahan certainly can see, that's for sure. He has caught two tremendous passes for the Mustangs. But it just always seems that way. Luckily, here at Brick Memorial, we have six banks of light. Some of the schools, for instance, the All-Shore game up at Homedale, only a couple of banks and not many lights on them. If you lose one of those banks,
you're home.
You're coming back the next day or whenever they in the daytime, you know. But luckily, there's six here, so losing one, and especially if it's at the end of the field, not in the middle, helps.
Guys, while we have a minute, we should tell our listeners that the Shore Sports Network continuing with our football coverage tomorrow, Monmouth University football. Back on the airwaves, 1 o'clock kickoff as the Hawks playing their home opener against the Rams of URI. Monmouth, a tough loss in the season opener to Lehigh, 27-17. Try to get back on the winning side, even that mark at 1-1 before they start the conference schedule 2 weeks from tomorrow against Wagner. Should be a good crowd and a great turnout. The first ever football team in 1993 will be honored before the game and be part of the coin toss as MU celebrating 20 years of football this year.
Yeah, that should be exciting. Looking forward to being up there tomorrow at Kessler Field.
The voice of Kessler Field.
I will be back on the PA for a second straight year.
And let's tell our listeners, Kevin, that Matt was part of that first football team 20 years ago.
Yeah, are you going to be on the field?
No, I'm going to stay up in the box. And...
No. You want me to take your place, Matt? I'm going to be on the field.
Are you even coming? Are you coming
tomorrow? Of course I'm coming.
I don't know. I mean, you could be anywhere tomorrow.
Well, man. Because of the night game at Tom River North. I'll do a doubleheader tomorrow.
It's still September if it's nice out. I mean, there's a pretty good chance you're walking the boardwalk or sitting on the
beach. Well, that'll be the morning. I will go to walk in Belmar. That was my plan, Matt.
I heard the beach was actually pretty crowded this afternoon.
I was there. Many waves. I was at Belmar for about 3 hours sitting on the beach watching these surfers and also watching them put up the all the scaffolding for the big tournament next week.
My wife went to the beach this afternoon and said it was very windy.
Yeah, southeast.
Warm wind. It was warm on the beach,
yes,
and the water was incredibly warm, but the surf was absolutely huge.
You know, I'll say this, too. For as much of Ed is an Ocean County guy, he loves coming to Monmouth County.
I go to Belmar all the time.
Yeah.
It's his scene up there.
Ed is very much an eclectic kind of guy. You know, people don't understand him. You know, I would like one day for Ed to write a book, just a little bit about everything. I mean, he's a world traveler. The guy could write the greatest vacation book on Disney that anyone can. You'd never have to talk to anyone but him. He's now become an aficionado on Mexico. He can give you all the things you need to know about Mexico.
And this summer was Hawaii.
And this summer was Hawaii.
Three weeks in Hawaii.
You know, he goes to beaches all over the place. He's been to every football stadium there is, in New Jersey. I mean, he's really a well-versed guy.
I reminded someone not too long ago that Kevin and I share the same feeling, and we've said this for years of working together for now over a decade. When we die, Kevin or myself, we want to come back as Ed.
There's no question about it. His wife, when she dies, wants to come back as Ed. Laura would love to come back as Ed.
Well, absolutely.
My wife is a saint.
Oh.
She allows me to do all this. You know, but a lot of times she's with me. Let's put it, you know, I don't want to make it sound like I take single vacations, you know. She's always with me. Either her or my daughter, actually. Right. So,
Ed, before you get yourself into trouble, we'll get out of the personal comments and we'll take a quick timeout. We'll make
good.
This one a two-minute pause. It's 21-13 in favor of Brick Memorial. We're back for more of the scintillating halftime show that we have going on here from the home of the Mustangs. You're listening to the Open MRI of Wall Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.